Let's catch up with activities in the Shire of the City of Greater Bendigo with the CEO, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Good, good. Now, I was looking here, there's some changes to event restrictions, which are pretty important, coming up for the Christmas carols and summer in the parks. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's I guess we've been responding to changes throughout the last 18 months. So we don't have to fence these events anymore. The state government have determined that outdoor open events can be operated without the event restrictions that would normally have applied. So the lighting of the Christmas tree, which will take place Friday week, so Friday the 3rd of December, there'd be no controls over attendance. We'll be asking anyone that attends to QR code in and with their Vic Services app. And we'll have a COVID-safe plan and everything like that, but it's not controlled in terms of vaccinated or not vaccinated, so not you don't have to book in for these events anymore. Same for the carols by candlelight, which are now back on, which is great.
Yep.
December 19 in Roslyn Park, so that's the Sunday of December before Christmas. Same again, 6:30 till 10:30, but that won't be a ticketed event or a fenced event, so it'll be open to all of the community, which is fantastic. And the Summer in the Parks program will have the same controls over it. So as we know, the state have made decisions about what's right for us to do and to keep us all safe, and they've determined that these outdoor events particularly can be less controlled than what they have been in the past. So we're just adjusting our way of operating on the way through.
Okay. Now, the glow-in-the-dark line marking along the Bendigo Creek Trail, I'm very happy about this one because I walk Lake Waroona regularly, and it's around the lake as well. And I know it's also, you know, for safety reasons as it gets darker and that sort of thing, but also it may stop a bunch of blokes and ladies who run around there looking like they're auditioning for the bloody 200-metre sprint at the Olympics to stay on their side of the track because, oh, Jesus, it irritates me. Very intimidating.
It's a really, really popular walk around Lake Waroona, of course, and right along the Bendigo Creek Trail, which goes from Kangaroo Flat out to Epsom. So it's a few Ks from Nolan Street out to Howard Street and around Lake Waroona. We're installing some photoluminescent, which is glow-in-the-dark, line marking. So it'll act as line marking as normal during the day, but it'll glow during the night. Which will just provide that bit more safety, bit more clarity around where the actual trail is, particularly in dark conditions. People use this day and night, so we're really keen to see how this goes. It's a bit of a trial with the Department of Transport, but we are very confident it'll work really well and just provide a much safer and better environment for all users and make sure that all users use it equally and fairly.
Yep. No, good idea. Great idea. Now, the 16 days of activism, we've already spoken to a couple of people about some of the events that are happening across Central Victoria, not just in the city of Greater Bendigo as well. But, it's a very special time.
Very important. Starts today, 16 days till December 10. Today's the International Day of Elimination of Violence Against Women. And this is a 16-day program of events and activities to raise awareness, to create momentum, to take action towards ending violence against women and girls, something which we would all agree to.
Yeah, most certainly.
So I encourage, there's Facebook, there's our council website for details about activities that are on over that period of time. I'd encourage everyone to take a bit of a look and at least, you know, get activated and be a participant in some of the activities, a really important piece of work.
Yeah. And finally, we actually spoke to the Deputy Youth Mayor, Victoria Tangi, the other morning on the show about the fact that the Youth Council are looking for a couple of more people to join up.
Yeah, so when you're 14 to 24, your life can change pretty quickly in terms of what you're doing and where you're going and so on. So we do have four vacancies on that Youth Council, so we're inviting young people in that age group to put forward an application to participate in our City of Greater Bendigo Youth Council. Really important leadership opportunity, make contributions to council strategies and projects and events and programs, and be active in their community. So the young team there, the council, have done a great job in their term so far. There's a few vacancies, so we're looking to fill those. Sunday, December 12, is the deadline, so applications available on the Yo Bendigo website.
Okay. Happens to be little Marky Robbo's birthday as well, so there you go.
Oh, very good.
So, yeah, thanks, mate. But you were saying between 14 and 24, your life can change pretty dramatically. I'd put it a lot wider than that. I've finally worked out now. I read this great quote where it says the three stages of life: birth, WTF, death. I reckon that pretty well describes mine anyway.
Around that 16, 17, 18, 19, when you start to look for work and all that sort of thing, things can change pretty dramatically.
They can. No, it's great. All right, mate, listen, on that high note, I will say farewell and talk to you again next week. Craig, have a great week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you.
See you later.
Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo.